Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Lot NFL draft stuff to get into here. I want to start with our local guys, Bo Nix, Michael Penix, the two quarterbacks. And look, this is no disrespect. The odds say the linemen of the draft from the local product schools are going to actually fare better.
Yeah.
Because quarterback is sub 50% hit based on that stat from ESPN yesterday. So having the Washington linemen, maybe JPJ, Fuaga, all be good players, I think, in the NFL, won't shock anybody.
Nope.
The quarterbacks are the most interesting because they are the big needle movers. You mentioned Penix earlier. He is rising up in a lot of mocks. The last couple mocks I've seen have him sneaking back into the first round. And one hot spot for them is the Raiders. They have been linked to him for quite some time. The hot spot for Nix for a long time in Vegas was the Broncos, which, by the way, kind of a wild card team today. They don't have a lot of draft assets.
Nope.
But they also have one of the worst quarterback rooms in the National Football League. You're either going to tank, because I'm sorry, you're not winning any games with Stidham and Zach Wilson.
No, it's a horrible quarterback room.
Or you're willing to say, F them picks, let's move up and get one of these dudes, whether that's McCarthy or May, or we'll have to see how that shakes out. Because I think Caleb and Jaden are a done deal at 1-2. It kind of feels today like that's a sure thing. Bo Nix in the latest mock draft from Field Yates. The Rams. And I don't know how you feel about it, but
how do you feel? You feel amazing
you
if he goes to the Rams.
Amazing,
that's
right?
A dream scenario.
Now, where does he
have him going to the Rams? First round or second round?
First round.
Okay,
first round pick
of the Rams.
Yeah, so Penix and Nix are both first round guys. Forgive me just a second here.
Dude, if you could pick a spot.
19.
The Rams are at 19.
He's got Bo Nix going and basically being the heir apparent to Matthew Stafford.
A situation we just saw in Green Bay. Yeah. Stafford's probably got 2 years left. You let him learn under Sean McVay. It's a well-run organization. One of the best offensive minds in the league.
Starting quarterback at 26.
Dude, let's do it. Who the hell cares? These guys don't make it usually more than 5 years, so why does it matter if he's 26 or 22? I think if you could handpick a destination, there's not many that would be better than L.A. if you're Bo Nix. Whether that's a first-round pick or a second-round pick. I saw this come out the other day because there's the narrative that he threw a lot of checkdowns. He was checkdown Charlie. That's all Bo Nix did. And somebody did put the stat out there that he had more completed targeted passes of 10-plus yards last year than Jaden Daniels. And then this one blew me away. He threw more touchdown passes 10-plus yards down the field last year than Michael Penix Jr. did. And I would have never believed that because Penix, we all saw him air the ball out, and it felt like Oregon was more of an underneath offense, and you see numbers like that, and they kind of fly in the face of that narrative.
I do think that, can I just,
yeah,
And this isn't meant as like some debatable, I think this is a perfect spot for him, actually, Rams.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The 10 yards,
10
plus
yard
completions
more than Jaden Daniels, 10 yard touchdowns more than Michael Penix.
My only rebuttal to those, I guess it doesn't matter. I would just say, I don't know if he threw as many as Daniels, so it's like you're not as volume on that. And the other thing is,
if he didn't throw as many, I would say it's even more impressive that he had more, because then his completion percentage is even higher.
Well, but I think on the long distance touchdowns too, he had one of the best deep ball completion percentages in college football last year. His completion percentage in general was the record breaking one at 77. We also saw Franklin and Tez like catch some of those balls, bam, mm-hmm. gone. Just instant fast dudes, get the ball in the right spaces and allow them wiggle room to move up. It's not necessarily a response to poo-poo him. It's just I think some of the check down stuff is fair, but that doesn't have to be a bad thing in the NFL to say I'm making the right reads and decisions with the right guys.
Also, how many of those are called design plays, right? Like there was a highlight going viral of the Texas Tech game in which they had massive completions on like tight end screens behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And there was these stats out there of here's how many yards he had throwing behind the line of scrimmage. It's like, well, dude, it's a screen. It was a well-designed play and it broke big. That's not Bo Nix's fault that he got 70 yards throwing the ball behind the line of scrimmage because it was a well-designed play that went to the tight end. I have no clue where he's going to go. I think this is a great fit. I've seen a lot of mocks that have him slipping into the second round, which also wouldn't surprise me at all. I think he's kind of the odd man out of these six names that we hear. I'm very confident we're going to see five names called in the first round. Six would be bananas, and Bo would be the sixth. But the Rams would be a great fit to get him. I also think if you're like picking and choosing the other teams that are in the mix, Denver's the other one that would stand out. I think Minnesota's making a play somewhere else. I would put Minnesota on the pecking order ahead of them.
Seems they're in on May.
There's a lot of smoke on May moving up, try to get him.
McCown coached him, right? Or had some relationship with him in high school.
There's some sort of connection there. There's a lot of smoke with McCarthy there as well, that their brass loves J.J. McCarthy. So we'll see how that works out. But I think if it's not the Rams, Denver, just with Sean Payton's history of quarterbacks, would be one of the better fits. And I don't think he would start him right away. But the Rams would be a dream scenario.
As the resident Rams fan, it was my dream scenario to watch like Kellen Clemens hopefully get drafted to the Rams back in the day. No, I went to the Jets. So now to see that happen with Bo Nix, with that offense, I personally think that offense is so good, Dan Jones would succeed in that offense. So it's a step.
Schultzy, I got a line.
All right.
That's not a knock on the offense or McVay, but I got a line of player that I'm like,
okay. It's more of the
How'd John Wofford fare after a while?
Hey, you be nice to John Wofford. Didn't
fair.
John Wofford almost beat the Seahawks in a playoff game? Didn't he beat the Seahawks?
No, I believe he did beat the Seahawks. But
damn right he did.
It didn't go much further than
get
that.
Get you one of these. That's a playoff win, bitch.
The point is just to illustrate how talented the Rams offense
it is.
And Sean McVay, it would be interesting to see him use. I believe this would be his first ever first-round pick on a quarterback to succeed Matt Stafford. While I want that to happen, you mentioned the second round, him falling to that would probably be better value for the Rams, because guys, we're looking at 5-6 first round quarterbacks. What value is it in the first round taking the third or fourth best quarterback?
Well, what if they're not the third or fourth on your list? What if they're two? What if they're one?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing about Bo Nix.
It's a dangerous game.
It is a dangerous game. It's Bo is interesting. If you're to give a take, right? Give a take. You're on sports radio. I don't think he's a franchise guy, and I have a bet with a listener on this. But I will tell you, if he goes to the Rams, I'm mentally preparing to pay off that bet because I trust Sean McVay. There's just a handful of coaches in this league I trust, and McVay is absolutely near the top of the list in that. So it's a match made in heaven. Here's the interesting part on Stafford. If they do indeed take Bo Nix at 19, aren't you kind of saying out loud without saying it, we have 2 years of Stafford and that's it? And here's the interesting thing. Matt Stafford last year played 15 games, 9 games the season before, and then 17, 16, 8, and then he pretty much was healthy most of his career outside of the second year in his career when he played 3. Stafford was good last year, but I think we all see the same thing with him. He's amazing. He takes so many hits where it looks like he's physically broken that I think without saying it, the Rams and maybe even Matt Stafford are telling you, this is about 2 years left, so Bo needs to get ready. Or whoever they take, if they take a quarterback, has to get ready. Because you're not taking a guy, I think, and stuffing him in the back the way they have with Love and Rodgers in Green Bay. I think there's like a 2 year window of sit next year, sit the last year. It'll be Matt's swan song. Then you step in.
It's funny you bring that up. They have an out of his deal after 2026. So in 2 years, they can get out of that contract. So his cap hit 49, then 50 million. He's making a ton of money. They can get out of it after 2 more years. He's 36. He's going to be 38 by the time that deal runs out.
He looked like he was in pain in that Detroit playoff.
He does every week, man. He's still playing at a decent level. They almost beat the Lions, who damn near went to the Super Bowl this year in Detroit. Like, they were in that ball game. They just couldn't score touchdowns in the red zone. They kept having to settle for field goals. So I think this would be a great fit, and I don't view him the same way as some of the other quarterbacks. Like, Rodgers was a little more controversial because he was coming off like MVP kind of seasons when they went and drafted Love. Stafford's a great player. He won a Super Bowl a couple years ago. There's questions about his health. There's questions about his age. I don't know if I love Bo going in the first round, but I'd be a fan of the destination.
Completion percentage also dropped by 6% last year for Stafford.
Yeah.
So they slang the rock a little bit.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.